At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are we, everyone? And welcome back to this episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Now, we're not going to beat around the bush. We are going to get onto it at some point sooner or later because, you know, there's a big red and white elephant in the country that we are going to have to address. That's the bulk of the messages this week from all our lovely listeners, to be fair.
And we never doubted Gareth Southgate, did we, at all? We always knew he'd get us there. We backed him 100% on his podcast.
You're sounding like the rest of these people. I've seen all these, like, the TikTok memes and that, people saying sorry. Yeah. And then,
whatever I see.
Yeah, they take that song. we will get on to it. It's going to be a long portion of the show. So I'd rather not bore the non-football fans to start off with and get on to some other pressing matters, to be fair. Starting off with the beginning of the week, to be fair. Now, I nearly did it again.
What's that?
I nearly shit myself again.
How? Right. Oh boy.
Now, the background story first. So the doggies had a bit of a dodgy stomach for probably about 10 days now. So Monday morning, I've been woken up by the dogs. I could hear him downstairs. He's restless and he's pacing around. And I can hear when he's going towards the back door to say that he needs to go.
Yeah.
And it's half two in the morning. I'm like, all right, I'm up. And I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep again because it was a bit warm still. I was already uncomfortable.
What, half two in the morning? You wouldn't go.
Yeah, because I would have been getting up in like another hour and a half or so anyway, roughly. So I was all, I'm up. And because I didn't want to just let him into the garden because I knew I was going to have to clean up mess as well. So I was like, right, just get up, get dressed and take him for a walk.
Yeah.
So I've done that, and it was a good job as well, to be fair, because it was just disastrous all over the place. About six times, I was like, fucking, that's why I didn't want to have it in the garden. So I'm walking, and then I've got about like 20 minutes into the walk. I'm like, oh, I do go to the toilet myself. So I'll turn around, and I'll start heading back towards mine. I'm toddling along, and not much is, like, not much pressure's building up at this point.
But something's there.
Yeah, you know, you can feel it's there a little bit. But you know when you're getting close to home or, you know, you're getting close to a toilet and then your body just starts going, right, it's go time now. So I'm literally like 3 minutes from the house and my stomach's just started twisting. I wasn't expecting it to be as bad like that because, you know, when you need to go, you normally have like, a good bit of time to get to the toilet, but my body was like, nah, we need to get back now. And I've walked around the corner and I wasn't anywhere near like I was before where there was a tree or something I could just go and hide in and quickly just let it out. I'd already walked through the park and that I'm on the main street now and I can't just like go in someone's drive and I've had to stand still for 10 seconds and have a deep breath. You know, when you feel...
Yeah, you got to compose yourself.
Yeah, the heat's rushing through you and you feel yourself go a bit pale as if you're about to pass out. And a couple of deep breaths, like, right, hold it. And I've just waddled along. The dog's trying to like, do his normal walking routine and sniff everything. And I'm dragging him. He's giving whiplash pretty much because I've had to just give that little tug and go, no, come on, mate, come on. And I've unlocked the door. And normally I'll unlock the door, take his collar off and everything and let him just go into the house and then lock the door behind me. Nah, I've just
let go.
Yeah, I've took the lead off, left his collar on, shut the door, didn't lock it, and I couldn't run, but I got up the stairs quick. And I reckon it must have been about a centimetre away from touching the boxers because I barely got the shorts down by the time I sat onto the toilet. And it was just one go. I sat there for 5 minutes afterwards and there was nothing else coming. It all came out together.
What do you think that was then? Did you feel fine after as well, after you went to the toilet?
Well, my stomach felt a bit iffy afterwards, but I didn't have any more trips to the toilet.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, there was nothing really different from the Sunday roast dinner or anything. So, yeah, I don't know. But it was...
Yeah.
Oh, it was so close.
I think if this keeps happening though, mate, you might have to start investing some adult nappies. Just in case.
No, I'll just... Just keep going. Myself and just get some new boxes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time it was beginning of this year when we took the dog out and I had a coffee and I was close.
I think you did tell me.
Yeah. No, what I want just in case I've told you before, just in the story or whatever. But yeah, it's the worst when you need to go and you're like, you just want to go and sit on that toilet, and as soon as you're sitting down, it's coming. You're just like, whoa.
Yeah. As I say, there wasn't even any of that. I just about. Yeah. Managed to sit on the toilet, and by the time I've even sat upright,
just about. As soon as you got like your clothes out the way, that was it.
Yeah, it was gone. And I did check just in case any skid marks had gone into the boxes because of that. I know it was definitely turtle heading. Yeah, nothing was in them, so I was lucky, and yeah, couldn't believe it, but. I hate skid marks, so I rarely ever have them. It's only if I have done one of the farts and a little bit extra's come out.
Right.
But you know, you hear with these people all the time where they've just got dirty boxers and pants and that because they've not wiped their arse properly. No,
that's why I wear black ones, mate. Can't tell that.
No, but you know, because fucking...
Wait, do you want a pair of white boxer shorts?
I've got some greys and some different blue colours and whatever. Mainly black.
But... Lads that wear white boxers are brave, aren't they?
Yeah, it's asking for it.
Yeah, a little bit of dribble, you know.
Yeah, poo stains, wee stains, then, you know, potentially a bit of cum stain as well.
That's it.
But then again, I suppose if you're wearing black boxer shorts, you definitely... Not definitely, but... You've got the chance of cum stains in them as well. Yeah. Maybe we should just stop wearing boxers.
No, but then you get it on your your shorts.
Yeah, I'll go do that.
I've never. Sometimes if I wear the wrong shorts around the house, obviously around the house, I don't wear.
Yeah, in the house.
Yeah.
I'm not fussed about that, but.
There's certain shorts that when you wear shorts or whatever without underwear, I only wear shorts around the house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm one of these weirdos that wear jeans.
In the house.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Whoever chills.
And then I'll come back and I've got my jeans on, I'll sit down for half an hour, depending on the time of the day. But I can sit down for half an hour, but I'm not chilling for hours, getting my feet up on the sofa and trying to get comfy because you just can't in jeans.
If I've got jeans on, as soon as I'm back through that door, straight upstairs, changed.
Yeah.
I would not sit down in jeans in this house.
I think, trying to just think of recently, it's only been if I've been out in the morning and then I know that I'm about to, because I can't, in the middle of the day, I can't just get changed into my comfies, pyjamas or whatever. I'm going out again at 3-4 o'clock to start the dog out again. So if I'm dressed, I'm staying dressed. But yeah, you can't properly get comfortable in jeans. Bad enough when you go to someone else's house and you're sitting there waiting for a cup of tea and that, and you uncomfy in your jeans.
No.
But I've never gone commando in jeans. I have done it in jogging bottoms, though. And I'm talking about years ago.
Mm.
But I don't even know what I did.
They're just comfy though, aren't they? It's like if you just got them on and you just leave the house, you sometimes just forget, don't you?
Yeah, I don't think it was that. I don't know. Really don't know. But I know I have done it, but I suppose it's just I don't feel comfortable doing it. But again, it's weird, like, because I don't feel comfortable driving either without seatbelt on. So, you know, when you see all the people with seatbelts on, now, unless I'm just like, say, going from like an industrial estate on Screwfix and then I'm going to Tool Station, like 30 seconds down, and I'm not walking it, then I won't put my seatbelt on for that. But if I'm driving actually from A to B, I have to have the seatbelt on. And away, I'll just, like, I know it's the law anyway, but I just can't get comfortable sitting there. It's strange.
I do think it's a bit strange how someone will and does drive without a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the cars make all that noise now. It's fucking annoying.
Well, I was just about to say that because most of them do have an alarming to say no seatbelt on. But I know people that actively leave the seatbelts
clipped in,
and then still drive around without it on. So there's no need for it. It's dangerous for starters.
No, really? Well, yeah, it is, isn't
it? That is, because it's other people that you can't trust. It doesn't matter how good of a driver you think you are. You can't trust other people on the road. It's too dangerous. But yeah, that was the start of my week. Obviously, after the I wonder if that was Warden, because England were on Sunday night, weren't they? So maybe I had an extra couple of beers. I think on the weekend I had Carly.
Ooh,
I think
probably
why. I really can't remember. It's bad, that is, isn't it? I just know I had beers.
Oui.
Yeah, standard, isn't it? Getting something to be. Can't wait. Gagging. as I say, we are going to talk about England, but we're going to get some of the feature, Ashley's favourite feature. Hey, what's
wrong with you? Can I just say that is our only feature? So, you know, that's why it's my favourite feature. But it's a good feature regardless.
Yeah, but, you know, we still have emails and that in general.
Just be quirky, innit?
I think just for the standard emails and questions, it could just be, correspondence corner, question time. We'll do a little brainstorm for that. Question time with Ash and Jaden. which we have got some questions, actually. But, we're going to start off with the feature anyway. Now, firstly, we've got Laura, and she's saying, "What's with the big companies not having people in the UK to take my call? I'm trying to get my internet fixed, and neither of us understand each other. I don't want to do the online chat."
Yeah, with the agents, I prefer the phone calls. See, I had this the other week with Virgin, so my internet contract is up. So one of their staff called me up.
Just a sales rep, isn't he?
And I couldn't understand a word she was saying, and I had to keep going. What was that? To the point where I was like, "Can you just call me back tomorrow?" And in that time, I got my partner to speak to someone on the agent chat. But even that's a bitch because they can close the chat sometimes.
Yeah.
So then, luckily enough, I called Virgin because he's Virgin, and I got through to a wonderful idea. And literally, mate, all it was kept going, "I just want the same internet for the same price for the same time."
Yeah.
And the woman before, like this, I think she was like Indian or Pakistani, you know where most of those core sentences are.
Yeah.
And she's like, I won't do the accent. She's like,
"No balls.
We can't do it. Like, we don't have money." Like, "Look, no, you can. Like, I can see this. You're offering a new customer this like a better rate. I just want to pay what I'm paying now.
Yeah,
I don't need more internet. This is the best deal at the moment, Mr. Chapman." And you're like, "Right, call me back." Anyway, spoke to an agent. Declan do the same deal. I called up a lady and went, this is how much I'm paying. I just want it again. And she went, 1 second, Mr. Chapman. You be voter? Yeah, because they're kind of like connected now.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And I was just like, yeah. She was like, I can do it £2 cheaper. So it'd be, I think, £30 or whatever for like next 18 months. I was like, yeah.
You got locked in. Dale.
Literally, 5 minutes. All it took, 5 minutes. Yeah. And I think that's the problem because it's a 5 minute conversation to be had.
Yeah.
I want to renew it. Do you want to renew it faster speed or do you want slower speed? And can you do it at the same price? It's literally a couple of questions. Yeah. If you can't, you can't. We move on. If you can, great. And they make it so hard. Like, because when I could go and swear, can you do, I don't need that speed. Can you do a slower speed? Mr. Jammon, this is the best speed. And like, I understand that's the best speed right now, but I don't need that speed. It was something like 350. I was like,
yeah, because with Virgin, the lowest is, I think,
125, the lowest that I could get. Well, it depends on the area. So 125 is the lowest, yeah.
Right. So when I was looking for mine, it was, I think, 235 or 240, right. Something like that. Because that's the package that I've got.
Yeah, anyway. That's the same one I've got. It's what you need. You don't need anything faster unless you've got multiple devices. But if you've just got your smart TV, your phones, your game console, a laptop, it's fucking more than enough.
Yeah.
Do you remember those days when was he 32 and you used to download a game on your Xbox? It used to take about 4 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Look, anyway, yeah, so these call center people, they just make it longer, and I don't know why. Look, it's just...
When it's the salespeople, it's because they're trying to upsell so they can get more commission. Which is understandable, but on the other hand, if you're saying no and you already know what you want, just accept it. Because I did that when I was shopping around before I joined Virgin as well. I was like, look, I can see what offer you've got.
Yeah.
I don't want one of the other ones. That's the one I want. What's your price? And is it available for me?
Yeah. So like, because you was a new customer, Ernie, from yours. So I called up Virgin. I seen the same package that I want for £28. Obviously, I was paying, I think, £33. Yeah. So
because that's the package that I've got. But typically, I got mine at £29. And then they've got that sale on at 28.
So literally, I called up, like, this is the one I want, 28. It's like, Mr. Jarman, like, and you're just like, look, you're advertising it. I want when you're advertising, just give it to me. Oh, no. Nah. But as I said, terrible. I don't understand why they make it so hard. Like, I've once, mate, put the phone down and called them back up.
Just to speak to someone
else. I can't remember what the name of the company was. And then it might have been Shaw, actually. I was speaking to a Russian person or something like that, and I couldn't understand him. He couldn't understand me. Put the phone down, called back up and waited 25 minutes as well to speak to someone else. But, yeah, they're just the worst.
Yeah, because I ring up quite a lot, I do. Not just with Virgin, but with Vodafone and other companies. I actually had it yesterday. So the other week I rang up Virgin, complained that the signal... Like I've told you, I don't think I said it on the pod, but I told you about it. The signal doesn't go around the house properly. Yet with Vodafone, it used to bounce around sweet. So I complained about that, sent out an engineer, and I says to him, if it's a case of having to run an extra cable upstairs to the office so that the missus can work from home, then I'll do that. So I'm not going to be charged for him just testing the equipment and the line. And that's what the geezer said on the phone as well. He's like, yeah, you won't be charged. If it comes out and just tests and it's not on our side of the things, it's your house, then you'd get charged if he was putting extra lines in the house. I was like, sound, don't want any of that. Just wanting to check, make sure everything's all right. So when he's come out, the engineer, apparently the hub was faulty. So he changed it, upgraded it to a new one. I don't know. I was on a hub 3 and now I've got a hub 4. Whatever it is, I don't know. Still got the exact same problems. It still doesn't bounce around properly. But because of that, I ran a hardwired cable from the router up into the office. So at least when she's working from home, no issues. So 2 days ago, I get the email saying your next bill is ready. Checked it. They've tried charging me the £25 call out fee. And it says it on there, £25. So I've done it. I've rang up. And I was on hold for ages. Like, there's no need for it. Like, you shouldn't, in this day and age, when there's that many different call centers around, you shouldn't be on hold for that long. But it's because they're downscaling everywhere. So when you're thinking, when you're clicking all the links to say you want to go to,
yeah, I guarantee you, if you was trying to sign up, you'd get pushed up that queue.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? With the
whatever options you're clicking, you're still going to the same person.
Yeah,
it's not individual departments no more. So when I've clicked on the one about bills, and then they sent me a text. I clicked on another one to do with bills. They sent me a text with a link. So I've ended up having to go to a different department so I could just speak about my bill. And he didn't have to transfer me. Oh, years ago, they would. Oh, yeah, you're at the wrong one. I'll send you to such and such. And you'd be on hold, and then someone else would answer. Yeah. No, this same chap fucking gone through it. And it is escalated it. And because obviously I've told him, nothing was done. It was faulty equipment that's still faulty. And you're trying to charge me when nothing's been resolved. So he's escalated it, and I've need to check, but apparently the £25 fee is going to be deducted from the bill. Because I'm happy sitting there and arguing with people like these customer services and that, because it's wrong. They shouldn't be taking a piss. But I might end up doing it with Virgin, because with my mobile contract, I don't have it set up as direct debit, because if and when they try and add extra charges on, I'll ring up and dispute it.
Yeah.
Because that's what caught me out like years ago. I don't know. Say my bill should have been £25 and it was like 100, because I can't even remember what it was, but I know I got money back from it, but I was like, I'm not having them take money out and I don't know what it's for. So yeah, I'm always a bit switched on when it comes to the bills and everything now. Because money's tight for everyone. You got to be on the ball, really.
Well, yeah, it. So going back to my one, obviously, because I said that was with O2, I said, yeah. And I was a bit thinking about switching from O2, because my bill's like, must have run out of some kind of contract length, so it's going to go up like an extra £10. And I was like, the same. I don't understand that. You're paying for the same service, but they're running it on a contract. So after 18 months, the price doubles for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Just for you to go back and renew it for 18 months. It's the same service.
Like, yeah, don't now, charge more.
Just have it for like, just, I wish that these things are kind of rolling contract, like, especially with the internet. Because then, just the money scam. And it goes up every April as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was why I left BT originally, because the last contract I had with them, they'd raised it probably about 6 times in the 18 months. And I was just so pissed off, because I just had internet and BT Sport at that time. And it went from, like, I think, say, £38 up to £56 a month. And I'm like, no, I'm not paying that. So, yeah, I left them. Then I went to Vodafone, and then now with Virgin. Yeah, it's just annoying. They shouldn't all be this awkward and complicated. So, Lauren, we feel your pain with that one.
Definitely.
We do know exactly what you're saying. And now, on to the next one. We've got, it's not on there. I'm on the wrong thing. So hey. all the prep here, all the prep, you know what it's like. So we've got Carl's question, and he says, roadworks all over, but not doing anything that's actually needed. Like filling in potholes.
Yes, no. This, when I drive to work now, there's so much work being done. But along that journey, there's so many potholes that haven't been done.
Yeah.
Why?
It's scary how much. I mean, we've said it before. That you see all the roadworks going on, but nothing's actually being done. And you literally, you can't even walk on a pavement, to be fair, without like the curb being fucking like broken, slabs cracked all over the place. I mean, they're doing bits by me again. I think they're actually finally extending the fibre up towards mine, because Comex, too far, I don't know. Another fibre company is starting to like dig up and like refilling the holes. And it cracks me up. It looks like Spaghetti Junction, the way all the different lines of tarmac, old, fresh, new, and the mess that they're leaving as well. As I've like gone to walk the dog the other day, there's like 3 vans and then two of the longer wagons, but one of them's got all the tarmac on. And I've crossed the road and I've walked in between them, well, where the drop curb is, you know, for pushchair access and stuff. Fun to walk around on the pavement, and they're just there with a hole, and they're just standing next to it, and they've looked at me as if to say, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Lads, if you put a barrier up here, no one's going to walk around like this, are they?" And they all just looked at me as if to say, "What you want about?" So I've had to walk back into the road around all of them because there was that many vans and wagons. I couldn't see what part of the pavements was shut. And like where I was, there's only the one side with pavement. The other side, it's like lanes of car parking. So I've had to walk in the road. And literally, they're all just staring at me as if to say, I'm in the wrong. I shouldn't be trying to walk around them. It's just no need.
The thing that cracks me up the most about roadworks is when they have the temporary lights, and you're like, what's going on? And they've just gone in like 2 yards into the road and about 5 yards up the road. So, yeah. And then the rest is on the pavement side. But because they've come a yard into the road, they have to put temporary lights. I'd rather than put barriers around it and put like a little sign, give way to whoever was first. So yeah. One goes, and if that car was there before you go. And just because the red light, when they put traffic lights on this just for useless stuff, just useless for no reason, just because they're a yard into the road. And then, put some cones around it.
Because a lot of the time, that's when they're just like cutting the bushes back or something as well. And it's do it during the night, man. Just fucking around.
Literally, yeah.
Or do it on a weekend. In
the middle of the day.
Yeah. Like, even coming here earlier, the one side of the road, that's all coned off and that. And there's your man on the mini digger. And he's in the lane where I am. Only probably by 3 foot. But not enough for me to just drive past.
Mm.
And he's swinging his fucking arm around. Look, the mini digger arm, not his actual arm. Fucking, he wasn't doing an impression of an elephant. I'm lucky. And I've looked at one of the other lads that's there with his fucking high vis and a hard hat on, but not doing anything. And I was like, give the look as if to say, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, are you stopping the fucking traffic or something? No. And so I've ended up half going up onto the pavement, drove around him, and this car was proper bombing it down towards me. And then they're looking, I could see in the mirror, looking at me as if to say, what are you doing? And then as I've gone up onto the pavement, they've done the same then. They've realised I wasn't being a div. So, but it's just stupid. Now, fair enough, that is during the middle of the day. But he should be more aware that he's in the lane.
Mm.
They've closed off one lane, not both. So don't be in the lane that's still open. Fucking bellends. Hopefully it's clear by the time I get back. Otherwise, I might just actually stop and say, are you fucking taking a piss? Not that I will do, because, it's Friday. By the time I do get back, I'll just be wanting to take the dog out for a walk and get straight on the beers. Now, we've got a question. No, sorry, it isn't a question, but we've got a message from Riley. So last week we was on about Independence Day. And then we raised the question, how does it work? Because it was on a Thursday and
we didn't know. And we didn't want to Google it, did we?
Yeah.
We could have just Googled it.
We could have done, but we've got the response. Roddy says, hi guys, I'm in the States and in general, we got the Friday off as well as the 4th of July.
Ah, that's all right then.
Yeah. This is where I got a little bit confused. When it's on a Tuesday or Thursday, we get the day before or after off. Weekends is before or after two.
Right. So I think, so if it's on a Tuesday, you get the Monday off.
Yeah. Now I did Google it because as I say, I was reading it and I got a little bit confused. So typically the page that I had open.
Wait there. So you end up Googling anyway, mate.
Yeah. It was just because I couldn't quite grasp why it was said. Where is it? Employees get a... While many employees are expected to report to work the days before and after the holiday, some companies are getting into the HR... No, it wasn't that one. I had a good explanation. I can't believe. All I did was close the browser and then it disappeared. But it was essentially, if it was on a weekend, so if it was on a Saturday, you got the Friday off as well.
Yeah.
It was on a Sunday, you got the Monday off.
So then if it's on a Tuesday,
you got the Monday
off.
If it was a a Wednesday. No, sorry, if it was a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you got that day off.
Yeah.
And then you still got, no, Thursdays was Tuesday or Wednesday, you got that day off and you still had to go to work the day before and after as normal. But Thursday, they got the Friday off. Right. It was so confusing. I wish I thought my phone didn't mess around because it did explain it, Ross.
Yeah.
So weekends, they still get the weekend as normal. If it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday, they only get the one day off. But if it fell on a Monday, Thursday or Friday, they got the extra day off. So they'd end up having 2 days to celebrate.
Right, because they don't have many bank holidays, do they, as far as I'm aware? Because they have...
So it's Independence Day.
But then they have... Is it Memorial Day?
I don't know if it's bank holiday, but there is Memorial Day. And then Thanksgiving.
And then I think it's just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And New Year's Day. I'll have a look. Quite there. We've... Labor Day. I don't know. Is included.
There probably is more than what we actually know, because
yeah,
over here we are a little bit ignorant to what goes on in other countries. To be fair.
Yeah. No, it's just all right. I'm just trying to look now, but it's. I don't know. Would do you get Labor Day off? I don't know. Veterans Day. Would you get that off?
I suppose it probably just depends on what state you're in and that as well. Whereas with the UK, it runs across the whole of the UK.
Yeah.
Any of these bank holidays.
Well, yeah. Because they don't really get much annual leave as well, do they? You know, like paid leave.
Yeah, I think it's 1 week or 2 weeks. As well, isn't it? But, I don't know. Did Obama ruin it or something? Or is it?
I think it's always been like that. In terms of like your vacation days, that's a lot of them seem to work while they're on holiday as well. In the movies, anyway.
Yeah, well, you can't go off the movies because
they never say "boy" on the phone. Like that's
what, they just hang up.
That don't happen. They've got to go see you, mate.
Yeah, and they'll always answer the phone and be on the phone while driving,
and
as well as drink driving.
Yeah,
which that cracks me up. Because literally, I know we've said it before, but you know, they'll be out on a date or at a bar, have a few drinks, and then they're back into the car. Then the frat parties, they're all bloody lagging kegs and all that, and then in the little fucking pickup truck driving off.
Mm.
So no, it's fucking stupid. They can't handle a drink anyway. Like drinkers, of course. Well, not me. Right. So thanks for
thank you for that.
For that clarification. I've probably made it a bit more confusing for some people. But we do have a question off of Laura, and I thought this is definitely one that we'll have the answer for.
Okay.
After what number of dates do you think is acceptable to have sex? To do the old hanky-panky?
Roy.
Now, as two people in long-term committed relationships, you know, I'm married, you're practically married, you know, it's just a marriage without the ring, basically, that you've got. Back in the day,
for me, if you was to sleep with someone on the first day, it wouldn't make me want to have a second day, because you've already got...
You've achieved the goal.
Yeah. Thanks for saying that. Yeah. Yeah. No, but yeah, like that's how I would say it, because it's just then you have the second day, you're expecting the same results.
Yeah. See, most of mine, you know, back in the day of being a top sugar, that's how it just went. It literally was one day, wham bam, thanks.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have another day. You'd only...
I mean, it depended on how much fun I had, really.
Yeah.
But that was back when I was roaming around, having a lot of fun in that. I think it was on the second one with my missus. And obviously I ended up marrying her.
Yeah. I think it just depends on the person and your circumstances, where you are in life. Mm. You know.
I think it's that. And
I think it's how often you see him. You know, if it's you've seen him this time, then you have a second date 2 weeks later. As where you could, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that was kind of what I was going to say. Look, because if you're having like a basically a full day of dates where you just have coffee in the morning, then you just go out for a walk or something, and then you just go for food and drinks and out of an odd time. Are you classing that as one whole date because it's in the same day, or individual, well, separate dates because it's several different activities? And yeah, it is always individual, because if there's a connection there, then you know, then yeah. But I mean, sometimes people are just having the hookup just for that sake, just get it out of the system.
Yeah, but if the, so, let's just, how many dates, if you had to put a number on it, would you say though, mate? Like reasonable. So you're seeing someone, say you met someone, you're single, hypothetically.
Alicia's gone, yeah.
Yeah, she's gone, mate.
Yeah.
Left Top her. Shagger's back out.
Yeah.
Right. She's left me. He said that while smiling. Like, she left me. James, he's using the lying, moment there, Lil.
I'm trying to get moment there. Trying to imagine.
He's in that headspace.
Yeah.
It's a Friday night. JD's single. No. Yeah. You meet
old brute on.
You meet someone this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, how long?
I mean, if it was this weekend, she'd have to be a football fan. But yeah, on a well, I mean, things have changed now, though, ain't it? Like, because kids years ago, that would have been the way. Well, that's how the most of it really, just out and about meeting while out drinking. But I don't know if that would be the same way to meet someone now.
Or you connect with someone regardless.
But yes, I suppose I'd be swiping on Tinders or whatever. And
paid for the premium.
Nah, I'm too tall for that. And then I suppose it just depends on, because if you've already been speaking on that a bit before, because you're already getting a bit of an emotional connection, are you sort of anticipating or expecting it a little bit more?
Yeah, and
on
I suppose
that sense,
how often you still keep in contact in between dates? Is it like full on every day? So it feels like phone calls and that. So, because I think, let's just be reasonable. Let's just say 3 weeks time zone. Is that too far?
I mean, again, like they've got to be, for me to still be invested after 3 weeks, they've got to be like keeping me mentally entertained, because.
Right, yeah, but it's not a hookup though. It's not. Because obviously, if it's a hookup, you're not going to. So obviously,
yeah. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, after one day, if they're not getting me in the head, like not giving me heads. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but if I'm not mentally invested after the first day, I'm not going, and I'm not waiting just for that achievement, for that end game. I will swiftly move on.
But like in general, what would a time zone?
Yeah, if I've got that connection, then yeah, I'd happily wait for a couple of weeks and that.
So,
in
terms of dates, I think it's hard to say, but in terms of a time zone, what are we saying, about 3 weeks?
If you're seeing each other like once a week, then 3 weeks is sort of like all right. But if it's 2-3 times per week, then no more than 2 weeks.
But there's nothing wrong if it's sooner or even later. Just feel the vibe, and she could go out.
Safe and,
a few cocktails.
So basically, what we're getting at, if you want to be a slag, just be a slag. Just have fun with it.
Well, yeah.
I
wasn't just a slag. I was a total slag.
So, hopefully that helps. I take it Laura is out on the old dating scene at the moment, and maybe she's getting pressured into it. Don't get pressured, Lord. Don't, if any lads are saying, or you know, come on, let's get straight. If you're not happy, you're not comfortable, don't do it. You know, we're all about consent in this podcast, in this community. You know, no means no. Definitely. But now it is upon that time, because every other message is about football.
And we had the five. We never doubted him. Southgate's the one.
He still turns you on.
He can make you home again. Yeah.
So I'll just start going down in all that.
I think you need to apologize to Southgate, actually.
No?
No. You know, let's see what the correspondents are saying.
So, our first one from Noah, as if the FA are planning on giving Southgate another contract to stay on at England. Utter twats. So, I have seen this myself. I expected it. I said it like, at the start of the Euros, to be fair. If he gets out of the group stage, then they're going to want to offer him another contract.
Well, yeah, for me, win or lose, he should go. I think he should go out on a high if he does win, or just if he loses, I've had my time.
Even just being in the final again, that's...
On a foreign, in a foreign country as well, which is the
first. Two European finals
so he's in done, a row. He's done so much stuff, like records. You know, either way, it's going to... It's going to look good for him.
Yeah, because if he was to stay on and then with the World Cup next, it all does come crashing down because I can't see him doing another tournament and manage to fluke through again.
Fluke or is it just genius pep tactics? The late substitutions?
The only relation to pep
the reactive reactions, not proactive. You know, his super subs. You know, I think we're all wrong.
I think he's players that should be on the pitch to start off with.
Maybe just bantered the whole country and was like, I want to play shit. Then for 45 minutes against Holland, we're going to play really good. Half time, early substitution, revert back to playing shit. Maybe it's all up here. Maybe he's just giving us what we need just to... Here's a little thing, though. I've thought about this, yeah. At the beginning, I was like, you shouldn't have took the Man U lad, Maynard. But he's been really good. Like, obviously, I was calling for Jordan Henderson.
Mm.
And I still think Jordan Henderson should have went besides the Crystal Palace lad that Adam... I can't remember his name off the top of my head. 1 sec, sorry. Anyway, I thought he should have went instead of Adam Wharton, sorry.
Yeah.
Just because this lad is literally just going... He's just gone to wear the bib, innit? Like, yeah. You know, wear the bib on the bench. But he took the chance on him. You know, genius. Genius decision, you know.
Now, I feel like if he wasn't a Man United player, though, he wouldn't be getting this game time. Even though he's played as well as he has, like he just says, with Wharton. If he was playing for Liverpool, Man United or Chelsea or someone, he'd be getting the game time.
No, I don't know. I think he tried that Gallagher. You know, he tried Trent. Didn't work. Tactics, you know, visionary.
Mm.
And now he's like, he's not afraid to, you know, to make those changes. So we put Kobe Mayhew on. You know, it was just tactical. Like, there, yeah, that works. Gone to a 3-4-3. I mean, genius. I mean, who would have thought?
Who would have thought he'd
that we needed two tens and bulging off the wing? You know, it only took four games, but you know, we didn't see it, did we? Until you know,
so yeah, I'll go on to Lee's message. What did I just witness? Surely we're going to win this now.
Well, so for me, Jay, and I'd like to give you every game, I've not fancied England, I've been like, I don't fancy us. Switzerland, was he Slovakia before?
Yeah.
Even obviously Holland, the Netherlands, I was like, I don't fancy us. So for me, I still don't fancy us just because if I start thinking we can do it, it's going to break that routine and we will finally lose.
Yeah. Now, waking up on Wednesday morning, because leading up to it, I was still in that same mindset. We're not going to do well. Holland are just going to beat us. You know, they've got goal scorers and know how to attack. Even though Koeman's not the best of managers and he still hasn't played as attacking as other teams, you know, there has been a good couple of goals from them. But I woke up and I just had that same feeling that I did the morning of the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a couple of things that went right like it did on that day. But I just had that feeling that we was going to win.
Yeah.
And obviously, we did. I'm still not feeling it on Sunday, though. I feel that France would have been the easier of the two teams going off of how to play it again the other day.
But, yeah, that would have been a boring as fuck game, though, England and France in the final. I do find it strange, though, how England have to concede or be losing a game for them to turn it on for 10 minutes, get back in the game, and then, but that's just the genius of Southgate. You know, you give them, it's just like a rope and dope, and it like, you know, yeah, you got me with the jab, but, I was lining up the next punch. Yeah.
Well, like I said last week, because of how much I've seen it with United over the last couple of years, especially that going down and then turning the burners on and fucking getting a goal back and potentially winning it afterwards, I just knew where it was going. Obviously, the second half, it was all Netherlands. And as soon as the subs were made, that was it. It went in our favour again. Palmer, Watkins, brilliant link-up play. On the interview afterwards, he called it. He says that he says to Palmer during the day, "We're going to come on later. You're going to set me up. I'm going to score." So, but that's the confidence you got to have really. He's had a great season. Watkins has anyway. So he's got the belief in his own abilities.
Yeah.
I feel for him and Tony though, because they're seeing how Kane's playing. He's still not match fit. Because he was injured before the end of the season.
There's definitely something not right with
him. Yeah, and the fact that he's still trying to... I think he was at right back at one point the other day. He was just... I don't see why he can't just stay up and just play on the back line.
Hold the high.
Yeah, it's...
The one thing I will say, though, you can't have Kane on the bench because I don't think he's as impactful as an Ollie Watkins. He's not going to run the lines. Yeah, so that's why I think you've got to start him. And because he's a better finisher overall, there's no doubt. But obviously, he's not, you can see he's not 100% or whatever. He's not this, you don't know. Well, it's not Safgad's tactics.
That's solely on Kane.
It never tells him to come deep. Safgad would tell him to hold that line, you know. Yeah, also, so England's chances for the final, what are you saying? You don't fancy him?
I don't, but. Like we've just said, I'm not fancied any game apart from the morning of the Netherlands game. Not fancied any of them so far. And
it'd be great though if it did any. Remember when we won up against Italy?
I do remember that, unfortunately. but yeah, it was a great feeling. And it will be a great feeling if we do manage to beat Spain. I just can't see. I can see, but I just don't think we will.
Yeah.
Again, looking at the France and Spain game the other day, it's almost as if Spain are tiring through this tournament because they started off all guns blazing. And then against France, it was a little bit lackluster.
I think because there was no pressure on them. And now that they're doing well, there's a bit of pressure on them now.
But it always goes like that once you're at the group stage anyway. Yeah. Because once it's this game or back home, you've got to play a bit more safe. Southgate's kind of just stuck to the same tactics throughout let's just play safe.
Genius, yeah.
Obviously, it's a lot of the lottery. You've got to be in it to win it. We're in it. I mean, it's one of them times you just wish you had a little crystal ball and you could see into the future.
Then you can put a cheeky bet on it. Get some money out of it.
Just drain out.
I think that's if anything, if anyone could go back in time, they would literally, all they'd want to do is to go back to get money on it. That's all. To make himself. Yeah.
That's the working class of us.
Yeah.
Where, because we're not rich and we know that money will make everything better for us.
Yeah.
That's what we'd end up doing.
Or ask for more wishes if you've got a genie. Get one wish. Wish for more wishes.
Well, that's against the rules in the genie folklore, but you can wish for more genies.
Wow, there you go then.
Loophole 101. Yeah. James was straight on it. He was on it from after the game on Sunday. Threw on penalties, still not coming home. I'm definitely a fan of Ash. JD just chats shite all the time. Can't wait to see the tears for United again next season.
I think he loves you really, mate.
He definitely does.
Yeah. And you love him, you told me off the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to get some correspondence off him.
Yeah, he's the first name that I look out for when I'm checking those emails. It's only because there's not many of them. But he seems all right for a wall. One of these days we'll have a little meet and greet and James will be front of the queue. He'll have presents for us and that, no doubt. Yeah. A box of chocolates or something.
I think I'll get a chocolate bar out of him.
Yeah, yeah. Which chocolate bar are you going to ask for, though? Yorkie, Toblerone?
Nah, not Toblerone. The two.
You know, triangle.
So I'm thinking of two triangles. Bigger, not the small ones.
Yeah, one of the big giant.
You might get a small chocolate bar from him. Little Maltesers pack.
I do like Maltesers, though.
I don't know, some cream, I say premium, I'm going to go Foxy's Biscuits, the chocolate ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get some wild chocolate digestives.
They're all right, aren't
they? I've had them before. I've not opened this pack yet.
Yeah, not a lot.
I nearly opened them earlier, but packs are small now.
It's the one, I've got a Star Biscuits, Mike. So can you tank a whole pack in one cillion?
Easily. I've not opened these yet. I'll probably save them for Sunday morning.
Yeah, you've got to do it in the morning, to burn them off. Yeah.
That was the first of James's emails.
See, look, came in here.
Straight on it. I mean, two England games, two emails.
Good
he's
lad.
Straight on the ball. And all he put, excuse the pun, that wasn't intended, football banter. And he literally just says on his second one was, how lucky can England get?
Lucky or genius? I mean, we've never done that.
Actually sticking to the tactics.
We didn't dial him, I just think, would you rather play how England played or got to the final or played really well and got knocked out? So, if we win it, it's going to be worthwhile now.
Yeah, well, this is what a lot of the pundits are coming out with now. A lot of them are changing the tunes, the likes of Rio Ferdinand and that, and saying no one's going to remember how poorly England played leading to the final, especially if we win. I beg to differ, though. I do think that a lot of people will still remember that and have the moan, but it's the...
I'm going to slightly disagree. I know we're going to say, I'm going to slightly disagree because I think this whole Euros has been a bit disappointing. So I don't think it'd be the whole England disappointing. I think the whole Euros has been disappointing. And I feel what's made it disappointing is you can qualify through finishing third.
Yeah, the way that they change things around on that sense strange.
As soon as you've got as soon as you've got 3 points on the board, a win, you're just playing for a draw then, because a draw is pretty much going to guarantee you to go through to knockout round. And I feel that's really
And that's what Southgate did, though.
Jeez. The long game, mate, it's paying off. Give him a 4-year contract.
No, but they wouldn't be able to give a 5-year, though, would they? Because then that'd be a year after the next Euros.
Yeah.
What's he going to play for? The Nations League, then?
Yeah.
No.
Doing it. Done it. I do feel though we are getting a bit of a luck, which I feel you need the overhead kick. I say that was luck, but the 90th minute.
Yeah, individual moments. Yeah. Bellingham's overhead kick.
The penalty was a bit iffy, and then obviously 90th minute with Watkins. So, I do feel like it's now or never to win something. I would like us to win something.
We need it because we haven't had it in our lifetime and we might not ever get it in our lifetime after this.
Yeah.
Because can it still... Obviously, over the last 6 years, while Southgate's been in charge, we've had an abundance of talents. We've had it over the years anyway. Euro 96 and the likes of Scholesy, Beckham and all that in the teams over the years. But collectively, it's a good squad. Mm. And is it still going to be able to get additions to it over the next 2, 4, 6 years?
Well, I think so. I mean, there's Cole Palmer's pretty young, Bowden's pretty young.
Yeah,
Saka's young. So they're still there. I mean, there's still stuff to be worked on.
Yeah, I just remember hearing these conversations when, there was Brian Rio, young Rooney and that in the team.
I think the 11 was outstanding. They had nothing. If you take Rooney, And oh, and out of that, you had Peter Crouch coming on. No offense, but you get what I'm saying.
He scored some bangers, though.
He did score some bangers, mate.
And he was a good dancer.
He was a really good dancer, you know.
And he could pull the ladies.
Well, he's a footballer, mate. Like, you know.
Top shagger.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think with how good all the training and everything is and the youth development, we will still get good players coming through the ranks. Mm. I mean, we are seeing it with the under-21s, the under-16s and that, where they're doing well in these tournaments. Because I think the under-21s won the Euros last year, was it? Or the...
Oh, mate, well, I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know.
I'm sure.
But the I know what you're saying. The youth teams seem to always do pretty well in tournaments.
Yeah, and there is still the good young talent coming through anyway. I just feel that with a different manager coming in, they'll be able to take it into the next phase of new players coming in and just stop using favourites. It's not all about, like, once you've found someone that you can rely on, bringing them in and just sticking with them. You know, if Maguire wasn't injured,
if Maguire was injured, he would have started ahead of Gay, and Gay has probably been the best defender of the tournament.
He's been solid, to be fair. Next to Pebbles as well. He's been all right. But you expect John Stones to be solid in defence as well, to be fair. But as a partnership, they've done all right. I think defence has, in general, been not really our best quality, but what we expected to hold the fort down enough. We haven't had that many scares.
I feel like Kyle Walker's due a good game.
Kyle Walker's just got his pace, though. He's not attacking enough.
But he's going to be... that'd be really good, actually, him against Williams.
Yeah, against Nico.
So that should be good.
Yeah. Morata's out as well, isn't it?
Or is that been confirmed after he got tackled
by the cameraman or photographer, whatever he was?
Because when the photographer trying to chase someone that ran onto the pitch, did you see the video?
Not seeing all of it. I just saw... Where he got
tackled. I thought he was a security guard that tackled him. Like trying to chase one of these people, trying to run onto the pitch.
Well, it looked like he had a camera in his hands. Unless it was like just his own personal camera to take pictures of the crowd or something. I don't know. I'm not a weirdo. but yeah, I think I'm just hoping it's going to be a good game.
It's not going to be a good game, mate. It's going to be the same old genius, tactical, like on the spot. You'll understand it in 10 years when everyone's playing it. It's going to be tight. It is literally, because Spain won't be as fluent. Because I know, like, if they go too gung-ho, like too tacking, they can get countered. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be nervy. It's going to be a lot of sideways passes, backwards passes. And then as soon as you get 1-0 either side, that is it. Shut up shop. Bang.
That's not what we want to see. We want to see...
Well, if you're wanting up near England, you probably do want that 1-0.
We've seen it enough over the last couple of years, though.
But it's the win.
Even 2-0 isn't a safe scoreline.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you just have to man it out, don't you? If England go 1-0, there's no way Dyer's still playing with two number 10s. He would drop it would drop Jude Bellingham straight back down.
Yeah, Harry Kane will sit down as well.
Yeah, and just literally. So I know what you're saying, mate.
So how do you think this game's going to play out then?
I do think it's going to be cagey. I think it's going to be like a horrible watch, a nervous watch, obviously, from even if you weren't even connected with England, it'd be a horrible game to watch just because it... I think a lot of sideways passes. I don't think anyone's going to break the lines too early. And I think it's going to be... I don't want it to be a 1-0 game. So I'm going to go for a 2-1 game. But I'm undecided of where it's going to go. Because I think if Spain score, England show up then. So it's going to be a hard one. It's going to be interesting, actually. But I think it's going to be more of the same from England.
Yeah, well, what I've got in mind is that Spain are going to score first.
Mm.
And then, so around like the 12th minute or so, Spain are going to score. Just before half time, England will pull one back. Then it'll be extra time, Spain will score. Second half of extra time, England will score two.
Right.
So I think it's going to be 3-2 England win after extra time.
Fucking hell, eh? That'd be good. You can't get at this Spain team, though, because the two wide men stay high and wide. Morella drops in. So you can get them at them through the channels. Obviously, you get the isolated, the right back and the left back. But it'd be interesting. You never know. I mean, you know, the genius of Southgate, he might just turn up and like go out or attack. I think he might be just been bantering with everyone.
Yeah. yeah, I'm sure everyone else is feeling what you're feeling. But no, on that, we'll just remind everyone that all the links are in the descriptions as always, yeah. The hotline, the email address, the lot. And we will just leave it on this final note. It was a TikTok that was sent, and we should play it out.
It's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.